Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We're talking to GC employee Kristen Davies, really classy, nice young lady. Her daughter goes to government training camp. And who did pick your daughter up yesterday? You know, they're calling you up saying your mother, who picked her up, is a psychopathic mad dog Christine driver. But like you said, your mother didn't pick her up. How did your daughter get out of the government training camp?
She was picked up by a friend yesterday.
Okay, so she was picked up by a friend?
Yeah.
Was the friend driving or was it a friend's parents?
No, it was a friend of mine. I'm sorry.
Okay, but it doesn't matter. They're just saying your mother did it.
Yeah.
And then the cop told you, I'm going to question your daughter?
Yeah, he said that we're going to be interviewing your daughter to get her side of things. And I said that I didn't want anybody talking to my daughter without me being present. And he yelled at me, told me to shut up, not to tell him how to do his job. I mean, they kept treating me like I was.
Yeah, everybody's got to buy recorders and hook them up to their phones.
Yeah.
Everybody needs to buy a cheap video camera or at least a digital recorder. So he told you to shut up.
Yeah, he told me to shut up, not tell him how to do his
job. What's his name? I want his name.
Oh, man. I talked to so many people yesterday.
Okay,
I have it written down on a piece of paper at home.
Well, I want you to get that for us tomorrow.
Okay.
I want you to file a complaint on him.
Yeah, I called and talked to his superior yesterday, too.
Now, he'll probably get promoted for that,
yeah.
So you just need to go ahead and write it up on the web, post it on the Genesis site, so for the rest of his life, people Google his name, they'll know who he is. So he told you to shut up.
Yeah.
How were you talking to this demigod when he told you to shut up?
I was actually being really nice, and I was trying to maintain control, and I told him the reason I didn't want to talk to him, or didn't want my daughter to talk to him without my being there, is I said that, you know, she's a very sensitive child, and I was worried that this was going to scare her.
And he said, shut up?
Yeah, he said, shut up. Don't tell me how to do my job. I can talk to your daughter if I want to. And
man.
We talk to children all the time without their parents being present.
Shut up. Shut up and pay my paycheck, slave. Man, I'm tired of these people. So what else did this piece of filth say?
Oh, he just kept treating me like I had done something wrong. And he kept saying that, you know, I needed to give up information and... I said, I don't know what information
you think I can give you. So he was bullying you without counsel.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And when I talked to his superior and told him what happened, his superior was saying that, well, we use tactics to get criminals to be forthcoming because they don't normally, you know, spill their guts. So we have to use special tactics.
Oh, yeah. They can't stop the Los Zetas CIA-trained hit teams murdering cops everywhere. They can always slap around some woman.
Yeah.
It's absolute filth.
Yeah.
Oh, I can't handle it anymore.
So yeah. Now you got me scared. I want to go get my daughter out of school.
Yeah, I tell you what, go ahead. Yeah, don't make a scene or they'll try to swat you right there.
Yeah.
I'll just say, you know, you have to just say, oh, family issue, thank you,
yeah.
And just get her out. Because I was thinking your school didn't this week or next. You're telling me the government camps, I know they're phasing it in. She won't be out of school for a month up in Socialist Minnesota.
Yeah. Yeah, we go till the middle of June.
Well, I know you work hard, Kristen. You ought to hit Ted up for a raise. She can put her in a private school. At least they're not, like, total prison facilities. But I just feel sorry for some of the Americans who can't, quote, the free schooling actually is our property tax, unbelievable amounts of money. And it's so far gone. And, again, folks, my whole life I've had cops threaten to frame me, cops dealing drugs around me, total corruption, total evil. And that's why, I mean, I'm not going to play the game of saying they're a bunch of little angel cakes. And Kristen, I'm sorry he treated you like filth. We don't respect him either. And I want his name tomorrow, okay?
Okay.
I want the name of the department. And get your daughter out of there because how old's your daughter?
12. She's 12.
Oh, man. Yeah, when I was in high school, they were doing drug searches, and I shot my mouth off and said, these cops are drug dealers. Because I happened to have friends that I'd seen cops deliver drugs to. And I wasn't even in the drug scene, by the way. I was just around it. It was everywhere. And they took me in, slammed my head on the desk, and said, I will kill you if you talk about this. So that was kind of my wake-up. Okay, well, thank you so much, Christine.
Thank you, Alex.
Thank you. There goes the evil criminal. She was yelled at by her God, her Lord.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror.
Loose Change Final Cut. Endgame. Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The True Story of the Bilderberg Group. The Late Great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Alex Jones. The news websites on the cutting edge of the exploding alternative media, InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Be sure and check them out. I also consulted on, and I'm in the extras, for the film American Drug War that isn't even available on store shelves until the 25th, but is available at InfoWars.com for order right now. American Drug War, that also has Tommy Chong in it from prison. Now, Tommy Chong, of course, famous comedian, star of Cheech and Chong, and that blockbuster series of films, and quite a few other films. Some of his family was running a marijuana pipe company. And, you know, you can go to the local Walgreens and buy pipes you can smoke marijuana in. Pipes are legal. But the government selectively went in and arrested them, sent him to prison. He went through all manner of things. They tried to set him up there. I want him to tell that whole story today as much as he can. Now they made a film called Tommy Chong, or a.k.a. Tommy Chong, and we're going to play part of a newscast. They raided the business, stole 10,000 of the DVDs, took everything, and they're trying to punish him. Now, they also raided Sally Castillo, the high-level DEA agent, highly decorated by Ronald Reagan and George Bush Sr., who found out about government drug dealing, Oliver North, Alapango Airport, Nicaragua. They raided him and said, you better shut up. You shouldn't be, you know, I saw you on TV. You're going to pay for that TV show. So they're really upset about American Drug War because it's aired 50-plus times now on Showtime the last 3 months. It's really hot, and there's a big buzz out for it, and it really destroys the whole fraud. And so we are honored to have Tommy Chong with us 5 minutes into the next hour. And we're also going to have Kevin Booth joining us in about 20 minutes on air, the maker of American Drug War. Mr. Chong, thank you for coming on with us.
My pleasure, man. It's always fun to be on the Alex Jones Show.
Well, thank you. Where should we start? Should we go to the latest stuff that's happened, start at the end, or start at the beginning?
Well, yeah, the beginning of it all, let's start at the beginning, because what happened to me really was a micro look at what happened to America, because I was taken by surprise, as was, everybody. I was just doing my comedy and, selling my water pipes, and next thing I know, I'm in jail for 9 months for some little obscure booby trap law that they put in there that made it illegal to send drug paraphernalia across the state line using the government mail, and that was the technicality that they really busted me on, and then they threatened my wife and my my son with incarceration if I were to fight it. They didn't want this to go to court because I would have been able to, show the jury of my peers how evil and how ridiculous these people are.
And by the way, 100 years ago, 200 years ago, 50 years ago, you didn't threaten people's family. That is a terroristic threat. That is terrorism. Yeah. Don't fight this. Give up your rights or we're going to get your wife and your children.
Yeah. And then the way they got us to break the law was total entrapment. They just went out and fake, like they had a head shop, and then when we wouldn't send them, when we wouldn't break the law, they put people in my company or in my son's company. And they broke the law, basically.
Let's walk through that. This is a double sting. This has been big in the Seattle papers, where the cops now own in more than half the bars and restaurants because they seize them and then illegally own the original things they seized. And what has happened there is a cop will sell a cop drugs in your bathroom and then seize your business in Seattle, one of the most corrupt cities for that in the country, totally lawless by the system. And that's the same thing. They set up a business, put somebody in your business to mail and commit the crime. They should all go to prison. Go ahead.
Yeah, well, that's what they did, in mine, because we even documented, it's in the documentary, a.k.a. Tommy Chong, where, we have the film that the undercover people used, where they're film or they're recording us. Saying no to their request to send them, bongs across the state line. And then we see them, come into head shops and, undercover. And so they really, it was a total setup. And they told me that they were under the gun. They had to do it that way because I wasn't breaking any law. And so they had the raid all set up to go. Coordinated to do a countrywide raid on all the bong shops, and because they wanted me, I was their trophy. They had to do what they did. And they even told me that. They told me that I forced them to do what they did because I wouldn't break the law. And the thing was, I never broke the law anyway. It wasn't my company; it was my son's company that did it. And so, when they threatened me, and when I seen how desperate these guys were, I realized, I never had a chance, So, and what I did, what I wanted to do anyway, is I wanted to take a look. I really didn't want to go to jail. Of course, no one does. But once I accepted the fact that it was going to happen, then I turned around and then I became like a reporter, where I kept my eyes and ears open and my mouth shut, and I just documented what went on.
Yeah, that's what exceptional people always do. You didn't want to go through that persecution and hardship, but you turned it into something good, and that's a real mark of an amazing person, Mr. Chong.
Yeah, well, It was either that. The thing is, you know, when you go to jail and you never, you know, and you're not a criminal, you know, most criminals, you know, when they get caught, it's almost a relief for them, you know. And I met a lot of people in jail that they almost get caught on purpose so they can, you know, get rid of that drama in their life and go on with you know, the incarceration part.
And a lot of them lived in foster care or in the government system. They want to be back in there, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's very comforting to them, you know, because once you're in jail, you know, you don't have to think for yourself. You know, you're like a caged chicken. You know, they just take you out, feed you, and they exercise you, and then put you back in your cage. And there's a lot of people, you know, in the system that really like that, you know, as opposed to them living, you know, on the streets or, in some dead end job, you know, where they really have to work. In prison, you don't work, you know, basically you work a few hours a day, maybe, you know, but it's not difficult at all. And what you do mostly in jail is read. That's what I did. I read and you eat, So what's happening with America is that these greedy corporate entities have gotten the population to where they it becomes a way of life with them, with these people. You know, like the prison guard union is the biggest in California, and that means really the biggest in America. And their job is to incarcerate American citizens, or you know, anybody.
They had a frontline special where we were at Show in Texas and other states. The private prison industry comes and lobbies for stronger laws to put people in jail. Now Florida, if you speed, you get 10 years in prison. Now if a child, I have the article in Texas, fell asleep at his desk because his mom had gone to the hospital the night before, he was an A student. They arrested him, charged him, put handcuffs on him. He's now on probation for falling asleep as disorderly conduct. And they are just going mad dog crazy on us.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And because there's no checks and balances, you know. Like when I was incarcerated, they used to lock us down around Christmas time. You know, they would just say, okay, lockdown. And that's what you do when there's a riot or when there's any kind of trouble in the yard, or you know, they lock everybody down. And then when they lock everybody down, everybody's in their cell, everybody's locked in, and then they do the search, you know, the sort of the obligatory search, and they're always going to find something, you know, because you're not allowed to have anything in your cell or anything like that there. So And the reason they do that is so they can collect double overtime, you see. So what they do, they supplement their Christmas income by these phony lockdowns. And there's all sorts of scams going on in the prison system that people aren't aware of, you know. There's a one called diesel therapy where they just wake prisoners up for no reason. You know, they're being held, you know, for a trial or being held in between, prisons, and then they'll put them on a bus, a prison bus, and they'll ship them across the country, or even put them on a plane and ship them across the country. And there again, when they do that, they get paid extra money for doing that.
And we pay the taxes. Sorry, go ahead.
Oh, yeah, no, it's all out of the taxpayers' money. It's all on the taxpayers' dollar. And they just do this, you know. They do it as a form of punishment for, like, if they don't like a prisoner, they'll tag him. They'll say, okay, this guy's going to go on diesel therapy. And they'll wake him up, like, midnight or 2 in the morning and shackle him and put him in with other prisoners, and then they'll take him on a bus, and away they go.
And that is the form of torture.
Yep.
Congressman Hansen exposed the IRS, so they drove him around for months till all his feet exploded, the toes all popped out, they knocked his teeth out. This is a U.S. congressman.
Yes.
And it was done with extreme pleasure and enjoyment. A nation of torturing thugs and killers. The biggest part of the economy growing, spreading like a staph infection, flesh-eating bacteria, the country dying as they celebrate.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
Why should we fire Congress? Because they use the Constitution of the United States as a scrap of paper. They swear an oath to follow it, and then they reject it. That was their employment document. They haven't followed it. Congressmen, senators, you're fired.
Washington, you're fired!
I think it's the next freedom to fascism.
Washington, you're fired was born out of sheer frustration with abuses in our current political system, and it gives a voice to Americans across the country. Washington, You're Fired examines constitutional issues as they relate to the Katrina disaster, the president's illegal spy program, NSA data mining, FISA's secret court, the illegal wiretapping of millions of Americans, and the last 7 years of terror-related spy bills, how they affect you, and what you can do about it. Washington, You're Fired captures the spirit and zest of an old-fashioned Boston Tea Party. Cam Williams describes the film as a rabble-rousing call to arms. We invite you to make the change with us. Help take back our government now. Go to TakeBackWashington.com and get the video tools you need for the information war. We have a plan to take back our government. Please visit TakeBackWashington.com.
It is now time to rein in evil and bring them to justice. Through the authority that has been delegated to us, it is time to destroy the destroyers. The number of the mounted troops was 200 million, the vast majority of the population of the U.S. Though the people of the U.S., where their numbers and influence are strongest, have primary responsibility for reining them in and bringing them to justice, all nations will participate since they reside the world over. They are called Illuminati, elite, proponents of the New World Order. They oppose everything that is God and truth. They are of the line that was disinherited 2,000 years ago. Everything they have built over the centuries, the wealth they have accumulated, the power they have established, the poisoning of the masses, the destruction of the earth and mankind, we will undo through the authority that has now been delegated to us. Visit our website at unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com. The message of his kingdom.
Prepare for an uncertain future with DVDs from the winner of 13 Telly Awards. Hood's Woods is the world leader in survival instructional videos. Hood's Woods produces an outstanding collection of survival DVDs, from cave cooking to survival basics to home survival DVDs, covering topics such as food storage and home emergency planning. You will learn survival techniques for use in the wild and in your very own home, used by scouts, the military, and families around the world. If you would like to learn more about survival, trapping, cave cooking, navigation, tracking, desert survival, and much more, visit survival.com and browse through the largest assortment of survival DVDs online. For the low price of only $19.95 each, you can also purchase the entire 24-DVD Hood's Woods collection by going to survival.com. To place your order or to request a free catalog, call 888-257-2847. That's 888-257-2847. Or visit us online at survival.com. That's survival.com, the world leader in survival instructional videos.
Day after day, alone on a hill, the man with the foolish grin is keeping perfectly still. But nobody wants to know him, they can see that he's just a fool. And he never gives an answer, but the fool.
Tommy Chong, award-winning actor, comedian. Tommy Chong and, of course, Cheech are about to go on a big tour with their comedy routine. Hope you support them. There's a sealed indictment with the raid on the makers of the film, a.k.a. Tommy Chong. The prisons, the whole culture, the police-military culture has gone completely criminal. They're now hiring felons, illegal aliens. It's a total shift into bedlam, and the criminality is taking over. And they're not going to stop. It's just going to grow and grow like a staph infection, like a flesh-eating bacteria, racing through the body politic. Tommy, you talked about how they kept trying to set you up in prison, too.
Yeah, they. I was offered pot almost daily. And I was in there, I guess I was in there for about 2 weeks. And then a guy came up that I, you know, made friends with, and he showed me a joint. But luckily I was with this old, you know, convict that had been down many times, and he was sort of like my mentor. He was kind of hanging with me and making sure that I you know, that I didn't get into trouble. And when he saw that, he told the guy to, you know, to take off in so many words. And but I got and then right after I got offered, they brought me into up to the control area, and they drug tested me to because they really were hoping or expecting me to violate you know, the prison rules by smoking up. You know, they think, I guess they thought I was some kind of drug addict or something.
Tommy Chung, I've got to tell you, I'm surprised that they didn't just plant somebody else's urine and say it was yours, because, you know, I use the examples of Houston, Dallas, Chicago, but I use the Dallas one a lot. Did you hear about a few years ago they pulled over thousands of nice cars, they'd throw chalk in the back and just take the car? I mean, that's criminal. And then the whole department was involved. I mean, this is scary, and they would certify the chalk as cocaine.
Yeah.
I mean, that is ruthless, hardcore crime. I mean, that's
Let me tell you probably the worst I've ever heard. It was in the prison that I was in, it was in Taft, California. And the main prison, what they had a couple of illegal aliens in there. And they had them in there for a couple of years until the illegal aliens learned how to speak enough English to tell their story. And their story was this. They were outside a Home Depot looking for casual work and day work. And the federal DEA guys came down and grabbed a couple of guys and said, you know, took them to an area, had them change into a suit clothes, you know, nice clothes. And then they give them a bag of cocaine to pose with a picture. And then they arrested them. Then they arrested them.
God, and the government.
With dealing cocaine.
Yeah, in fact, Dallas, it started, they said, 10 years ago with the illegals, and they moved on to everybody else because they know they can't defend themselves. You're absolutely right. And it's because they can't bust the real drug dealers because the government ships it in and gets a cut. So they've got to go bust innocent people.
Yeah, and that's exactly what they did. And that's the dangerous part. And the other thing I heard, you know, when I was in jail, I had made friends with another lawyer from down south, you know, down Mexico way, even further down. I forget exactly which country he was in. Colombia. He was from Colombia. And he's telling me about this this plane the DEA flies in and out of Colombia every day, and it never gets searched. It's, you know, I mean, who's going to search a DEA plane? And they pick up loads of cocaine and drop it from Colombia, drive it, fly it right into America.
Well, they just had a few months ago 4,000 tons of pure cocaine in a CIA owned aircraft that was doing rendition torture flights crashed in Mexico filled with cocaine.
Oh yeah, one of those crashed. Yeah, well then that's the plane. I don't know if it's DEA, CIA, or who it is, but the guy he's seen it.
There's a whole bunch of them. I mean, it's like major deliveries.
Yeah.
I mean, how do the police feel good taking kids to jail for a joint when they know the government brings the smack and coke in?
Well, that's the whole point. That's the whole point of a criminal mind. You see, that's one thing you have to be very careful with. Like, if you tell one lie or you steal, you know, shoplift one little item, you enter a world of criminality. That all it is a matter of a scope. You know, how big is it going to be? You're going to steal, you know, like rob candy from a baby, or you're going to rob a bank.
Stay there, Tommy Chung. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
The Federal Trade Commission estimates that 9 million Americans are victims of identity theft each year. The crime of identity theft occurs every 3.5 seconds, costing the victims an average of $8,000. If you own a PC, passwords are a common form of authentication and often the only protection between a hacker and your personal information. Passwords that are stored in a spreadsheet, text file, data file, or any other file that is not encrypted and password protected are vulnerable to malicious theft and misuse. With Password Safe Pro, your passwords can be secured in an encrypted database within minutes. Password Safe Pro utilizes secure 160-bit encryption and comes complete with a strong password generation tool. For secure password protection and peace of mind, get your free Password Safe Pro today at www.passwordsafepro.com. Again, get your free Password Safe Pro at www.passwordsafepro.com. Secure password protection and peace of mind is one click away. Trust the pro, Password Safe Pro.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
It's no secret that for the past 7 years, the Balance Bracelet has been one of the hottest products around. You've seen the Balance Bracelet on the wrists of golf professionals, athletes, and people from all walks of life. The Balance Bracelet not only looks good, it performs beyond most people's expectations. Many people say that it gives them a whole new outlook on life. Ask someone who wears one, or better yet, try one for yourself. The silver band with gold terminals is still the most popular and a bestseller. The Balance Bracelet has no magnets, but is ionized in such a way that wearers are so delighted they refuse to ever take theirs off. We're so confident that it comes with a lifetime guarantee. If you ever have a problem with your bracelet, we will replace it or repair it. Call 800-224-8912. That's 800-224-8912. Or go to balancebracelet.com and use coupon code GCN and receive a 5% discount. Balancebracelet.com. Look good. Feel great. Offer not available in California.
Cocaine and heroin alone are over $300 billion a year in the United States alone. Same government pushes Ritalin, Prozac, just as serious, just as poisonous, or more so on the kids. And when you see a real drug war, that is the U.S. government and others waging war on the smaller drug cartels that they don't control. And that's what you're seeing on the Mexican border with the United States right now. And we've had CIA, DEA, FBI retired on. They've all been caught. It's all admitted. Tommy Chong is our guest. We'll fire out some websites. I've consulted on the film AmericanDrugWar.com. It's not available in stores for another 3 days. We've had it for a month because I'm a consultant on it and in the extras. 3 hours of extras in the film, 2-hour film. It's a big blockbuster on Showtime. The DVD is available at InfoWars.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139. Kevin Booth's going to be riding shotgun with us coming up in about 10, 15 minutes. He'll be with us into the next hour. Tommy Chong will be with us coming up until about 5 after next hour. Tommy, fire out, a.k.a. Tommy Chong. Tell folks about the film that's being suppressed. Tell folks about your different websites, your different groups, what people should visit. And then let's get into the latest saga in the Big Brother, Jack Boots.
Well, the a.k.a. Tommy Chong is available on that website, a.k.a. TommyChong.com, and he grabbed Spectrum Labs. They busted Spectrum Labs, a drug testing company, and they grabbed, I don't know how many DVDs, thousands. I'm not sure, because the feds won't even tell us why they're busting the labs. This is a sealed indictment, whatever that means. And but you can get it at akatommychong.com. We were on Amazon. I don't know. I think the feds took it off Amazon or whatever. I'm not sure. But the reason, one of the reasons they don't want you to see it is the attorney general or the prosecuting attorney that's going went after me, Mary Beth Buchanan. She's featured prominently in the film. And she probably has the funniest line in the film. She gets the biggest laugh, you know, when she starts explaining to the press how a bong works. I mean, it's pretty ludicrous and pretty funny. Yeah, it's great. But you know, they I was told, you know, when they sentenced me, you know, that I'm not to profit from my crime in any way. You know, don't make any movies, don't do anything, you know. And you know, my lawyer said, well, you know, they can't tell you not to make a living. You know, and you make a living doing movies, you know. But still in all, I still don't trust these people. So I don't have any interest in the film, you know, monetary interest at all. I just want my story to get out.
Well, Tommy, that's your First Amendment right. And I love that line you saw on local news when they raided the place and grabbed, they reported 10,000 DVDs, most of the ones you guys had had printed or that separate company had, and they had you say, oh, no, I'm not profiting from my First Amendment being suppressed.
That's exactly it. No, I'm not profiting at all in that one.
Well, talk about a conflict of interest. Talk about jackbooted right out of Nazi Germany or Soviet Russia. She has had them raid the very film she's the villain in. I mean, this is unbelievable.
Isn't that something? Yeah, she's quite a loose cannon, you know, Mary Beth loose cannon. But, you know, she's on the, you know, she's just, you know, the talking head for the Bush administration and the Gonzalez era, and the Ashcroft, you know, all these guys. They even made Ashcroft back off, you know, or quit because they got so ridiculous so far.
I was talking to a well-known rock star. That's all I'm going to say. I better not even tell the story. It doesn't even matter. Let's just say this. I can't tell the story. I mean, Gonzalez is just unbelievable. That's all I'm going to say. These people are such hypocrites.
Yeah, that's the best, the working word. It goes beyond that. They're evil. I mean, they're into the, you have to start believing that these people are the enemy. You know, they are the people that they're supposed to, we're fighting against. You know, because you have to think about this. Why don't they have bin Laden? You know, why haven't they captured him? You know, this most powerful nation on earth. And we don't have the people to go in and find this guy and take him out. I mean, it seems that he's being protected. And how come every time, you know, the Democrats start surging ahead and the Bush boys, you know, they need a boogeyman, all of a sudden bin Laden comes up with another tape. You know, all of a sudden he's addressing the American people again, you know. It's as if that bin Laden needs the Bush people, and the Bush people need, in order for both of them to exist.
Well, Tommy, I've got quite a few video guys here in my office. A couple of them have degrees in it. And we had blown up from the news, the original source videos,
the
different bin Laden tapes. And we had noticed, because you can see in the pixelation when you blow them up, you can blow up as big as you want, down to per pixel, filling up the screen, that they were laying in the Al-Qaeda supposed watermarks. In at the same time as the Intel Center and others. And then later a top video analyst told Wired Magazine, he put it out and showed it with his program, that indeed it was the same. He got pressured to say, well, it's inconclusive. But we already had caught them from government servers uploading the original Al-Qaeda videos. And then right when we saw on the eve of the war, when Colin Powell, Secretary of State, before the UN and then before Congress, he says, yeah, bin Laden works with Saddam Hussein, which is admitted fraud. And he said, yeah, bin Laden's put out a new tape agreeing to that. And the media all ran out and came back and said it hadn't been released yet. And he said, oh, it'll be in a few hours. They even got their time zones wrong, just like they were announcing Lee Harvey Oswald had killed JFK before he'd even been arrested and his name was out. That was in the New Zealand and Australian and foreign papers. I mean, it's unbelievable.
It's all orchestrated, yeah. Yeah, and that's why, that's why, that was probably the main reason that they railroaded me into prison, you know, made me become a felon, you know, because I realized, you know, I was on talk radio like I'm on now, and I was just speaking my mind, and I was happened to be in St. Louis, where you know Ashcroft and the boys are at, and they loved me on this talk radio. You know, it was a very right wing talk show, and I happened to be on that show, speaking my mind. And the thing is, man, it's so orchestrated, it's such a dance that even the right wing people, you know, that spout all this crap, they don't believe it. You know, they're just following the party line, you know, just what they're going, you know, they're just going and saying what they're told to say.
Well, and you're right, the phony right wing likes to have a snack or something to show the public. Oh, look, we even got Tommy Chong. They yeah. love that because it creates fear, and you've got, what, 20-something states that have passed laws legalizing marijuana, so the yeah. feds come in and say, no, you can't. Do that, and what, Kevin Booth always brings up the number, and I've seen it in the government's own numbers, 87% of drug users only smoke marijuana. Their drug war, their fraud is over if they don't have marijuana to persecute.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, the marijuana is just, it's just a thinly disguised racist law that the government is just, everybody in government, including, you know, the black, Republicans, all of them, they have no idea what a Jim Crow, what a racist law that they're supporting, because they're so ignorant about it.
Well, what about how a 15-year-old black kid that has a tenth of a gram will get 5-10 years in prison for cocaine, but a lawyer can have 50 times that amount? The laws are even written to go after minorities.
Oh, totally, totally, totally. I just read this recently. They busted a methamphetamine a lab, and what they did, they found chemicals, you know, and what they did, the government broke down the chemicals into hits, and so they come up with some ridiculous number, like 25 million hits of methamphetamine, and you get your sentence depends on how much drugs that you're dealing.
And so now it's not just drugs, it's the precursor chemicals they're trying to claim you get prison time for.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is. And they got the time. They got these people who got, you know, I'm not a meth fan at all, you know, and it's horrible.
Speed kills.
It's terrible. I've seen it in, you know, in prison, a lot of them in there, you know, recuperating from the effects of it. But the kind of time that these guys get, it's mind-boggling because, compared to the crimes that, you know, are committed by the so-called right-wing, where they're... Well, you look at what Bush has done and all these guys. They violated the very, you know, the Bible. They swore to uphold the Constitution. They put their hand on the Bible and the hand on their heart, and they swore to uphold the Constitution of the United States. And then they went out and systematically violated that Constitution that they did. And that's what they did. That's the only oath that you have to, you know, that if they wanted to impeach or imprison any of these guys, that's all you have to show. You just have to show them, you know, being sworn into office, because that's why they swear these people into office.
Well,
that's
you're why, right.
Yeah,
but
that's why law enforcement, they have to swear to uphold the laws. And when they get caught, they do serious time. So it's a matter of time before these guys are going to get caught.
Well, Tommy Chong, if we just step back and look at a taser death every day, and then taser sues the medical examiners and doctors and says, you can't say that our taser is killing people even though they die right after they're shocked.
Yeah.
I mean, if we look at how they're putting people in jail for now falling asleep at their desk, first offense in school. I mean, if we look at how they treat us and yell at us now, I remember 10 years ago, if there was a wreck on the road, the cops would wave you around and wouldn't smile at you, but now they'll just scream at you like you're scum.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like government's turned into mad dog maniacs.
Oh, it's terrible. Well, you know, when I was incarcerated, they had a what it was called Valley Fever warning. I don't know if I talked about this last time, but anyway, what it It's when the wind picks up in the desert, you know, the jail is in the desert. Something happens, I think, because they built the jail over some toxic waste dumps. And this, the air is toxic. And people that have been incarcerated, they develop some of the it's a wasting disease where you start off at like 180 pounds and you're down to 130. Like a skeleton. There's people that look like they're in Auschwitz, death camps. And when I was in there, this one victim of this valley fever was dying in his bunk, and no one would help him. The guards wouldn't help him. Nobody would come to his aid, and the prisoners can't, you know. And finally, he was going to die. He knew he was going to die, so he staggered up himself. He stood up. He was on the second floor, and he staggered to the stairs, and then they put him in a little jeep, and they took him over to the main hospital, and he died the next morning. And then they cremated his body immediately. No autopsy, no notifying next of kin, nothing. They just...
Yeah, we're living in a giant death camp. I have all the government documents where they just take and poison and kill and sterilize all the natives on reservations. Still ongoing. It's all eugenics. The public thinks that I'm like sometimes exaggerating. I'm not. It's so bad you can't even explain it to people. It is so monstrous, Tommy.
I know. I saw it firsthand. That's why. They asked me, you know, the inmates in there, they had a Christmas show and they wanted me to perform at it. And I was going to. And then I started thinking about it. You know, I'm in jail. You know, I don't have any rights at all. And if I were to get up and just say the wrong anything or even the fact
they'll kill
that
you. They'll kill you.
That yeah, I got up. I'm at risk. You know, because they can even expose you to that valley fever thing. You know, they can leave you.
Oh, they're Tommy. Let me tell you, it's not at Huntsville. It's all admitted, and it's all they do biological chemical weapons test at thousands of the prisons. The guards even get sick and die from it. And they believe me, sir. In fact, if you want, I can send you some news articles on it. It's probably something else going on there at the facility. What you just described, a lot of government weapons testing going on. I mean,
it could be. Yep.
Now, I want to go to Kevin Booth a minute because the time flies so fast now. You've really been gracious to give us all this time, Tommy. But getting back into 9/11, not just all the evidence of how criminal elements of the government did it, but the way they've profited, the way they've had trillions in no-bid contracts, trillions, $3 trillion now. And I mean, the way they've taken our freedom, the way they've shifted our economy over into police state. Can you speak to that?
Well, you think about it. who owns Bush? The Saudis. So it goes right into the international field, and people, and they throw they throw John McCain in front of your face, you know, just to almost as if it's they're flaunting it, you know, they've got that. But here, you know, we talk about the horrors of these people, you know, like Hitler. It took Hitler a lot more years than just the war years. You know, Hitler was he came up through the ranks, and he was very innovative as far as knowing how to have people get afraid and then finding a boogeyman for these people. And that's what it is, you know. You have to find the hippies. You have to find the, at one time it was the blacks, and now it's the Hispanics. You know, these people are sneaking into their own country. You know, they're going to do us harm. You know, it's all this fear tactic, but it's education. And the thing that saved me was my knowledge of the goodness of the universe, because this universe. You can live in it, and you can be as evil as you want, and all you're going to do is create an opposite force that is the real force. It's not really an opposite force. There's no duality. There is only one truth, and that one truth will ring through. That one truth saved me. It took me through through that whole labyrinth of deception and fraud and evilness, and brought me to this point. And that's the way this universe works. And so no matter how much we see the evilness, we can't. It's nothing. It's an illusion. Just like wealth is an illusion, you know. Like Ted Kennedy will tell you that no matter how rich he is and how wealthy and how many boats he has, he's only got one body, and when that body is ready to go, it goes. And there's nothing. No one can. No, your wealth can't save you there, you know. And that's what all these people are going to find out, and they're going to find out, you know, in the worst possible manner. And rather than to be afraid of these people, we have to really, you know, find in our heart to love them and to feel sorry for them.
Tommy Chong, amazing. Let's come back with Kevin Booth. This is unbelievable. This is really powerful stuff. Stay with us.
Did you know the accumulation of acidic waste in the body is the single largest cause of disease such as cancer or diabetes? Acidic waste is created by the types of food we eat, what we drink, the environment, and our high-stress lifestyles. It's these choices that cause decreased energy, weight gain, and eventually disease. The easiest way to reduce disease-causing acidic waste is by drinking alkaline ionized water. At SnyderHealth.com, we offer a full line of alkaline water ionizers from Jupiter Science, the leader in water ionization technology for over 25 years. Instantly transform ordinary tap water into clean, living, energized water containing alkaline minerals, disease-fighting antioxidants, and highly absorbable oxygen. Now you can easily and effectively rid your body of harmful acidic waste with alkaline ionized water. Let SnyderHealth.com provide the water ionizer that's right for you and your family. Call us today at 877-356-2508 and visit us online at SnyderHealth.com. That's SnyderHealth.com.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order Master Plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the InfoWar, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file-sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
According to the EPA, our indoor air is many times more polluted than outdoor air. One child in 10 suffers from asthma. How can we improve the air we breathe? The answer is clear. Himalayan crystal salt lamps from Ionic Salts. These lamps naturally improve indoor air quality without adding toxic ozone. Lighted Himalayan crystal salt lamps neutralize allergens and irritants in the air, including dander, pollen, mold, and fungi, and are effective in reducing symptoms of asthma, allergies, headaches, and airborne vapors from paint, furniture, and carpeting. Ionic Salts provides premium quality lamps, handcrafted from salt, which has been in solid form for 250 million years. It is indeed a pristine piece of our planet, containing no man-made chemicals or pollutants. Ionic Salts is your place to find peace and pleasure, ambiance with benefits. Visit ionicsalts.com to see for yourself the true beauty of Himalayan crystal salt lamps, along with many other great purely natural products. That's ionicsalts.com. Ionic Salts. See the beauty. Breathe the difference.
The police were never involved in your business 50, 60, 100 years ago, unless it was a murder, a crime. Now they've got an excuse. They're looking for drugs, something that's addictive, something people want. And, of course, they're going to also be in control of that business because they're the only ones that can be. And a low-level poor cop on the ground getting shot by some crackhead, he's not. It's a trap. They put it out for you. When you take the bait, they get you. And we're about to go to Kevin Booth for this segment, the next, holding him over with us when we got another guest coming on about the tasers. But Tommy Chong is our guest, a.k.a. TommyChong.com is the film. Mr. Chong, fire out some of your websites, your comedian website. You've also got a book coming out in August. Tell us about that.
Well, I wrote the unauthorized autobiography of Cheech and Chong, because Cheech and I were on the outs for so many years, and I just wrote a book about it. And now the funny thing is we're going back on tour in the fall, and in fact I'm meeting him later on in a couple of hours. We're going to talk about a grill called Up in Smoke, something like the George Foreman grill. It's going to be Cheech and Chong's Up in Smoke grill.
I wonder if the government will raid that.
Probably. You know, they'll see the smoke and they'll think, well, when there's smoke and there's Chong, there's something else being burned.
Well, so you guys are just about to have your reunion today.
Yeah, we're going to meet today, actually, in a couple hours.
I want to give you guys some time to get back to, you know, being pals, but please let me get you and Cheech for your first big radio interview here. A couple million listeners will please come on here.
Yeah, well, we'll give you the scoop. You'll be the first to get it.
Man, you are the best. Now, fire out your own personal website, not just akatommychung.com.
Well, I'm going to be on live video. It's the TommyChung.com on live video. So that's what I'm working on now. It's going to be an interactive, where we talk to the people and we put programs on. I'm going to have programs like funny skits that we do, like I did on YouTube for a while. I had one looking for a Mexican.
All you do is Google Tommy Chong, and there's just millions of things
pop up.
Absolutely amazing. Now, I'm going to go to Kevin Booth here for just a moment while you're on. I appreciate him holding the maker of AmericanDrugWar.com that you're in. But just in closing, we want to be clear. They've seized the DVD, akatommychung.com, but some are still available at akatommychung.com. They do not want you to see this. The woman who had it seized is the woman that's the villain in it. And it's a sealed indictment. They won't. It's like Kafka. They won't let you know what the secret crime is.
Yeah, that's it. That's it. And it's under investigation. And they said the investigation could take as long as 15 years.
Amazing. When does the Cheech and Chong reunion tour start?
In the fall, sometime. I don't have an exact date, but
that's going to be huge. That's going to be huge. I mean, you guys have always been huge, but it's like retro, so big again. I'm sure you know that.
Yeah, that's one of the reasons we're back. You know, we had to, bury our differences and suck it up and light up and toke up and do it again.
Hey, Kevin Booth, this is amazing stuff. Few guests have me actually speechless, but Tommy Chung's amazing. I appreciate you hooking me up with him, Kevin.
Anytime. With Tommy, hey, Tommy, how's it going?
Hey, how you doing, Kevin?
Good to talk to you again. You know, I wanted to talk while Tommy was on there just about what I had to go through to be able to get into prison while Tommy was in there. I mean, it took 4 months, and I actually had to have Alex's help there giving me, FCC licenses. Every time the prison and Taft would get back with me and tell me that I, had been okayed, and we would actually book our flights and book hotels.
I'd have to call. I'd have to send them corporate documents. Ted Anderson would have to call to prove it was media. Stay there, Kevin. Back in 60 seconds, final 5 minutes with Tommy Chong, ladies and gentlemen. And Kevin Booth's going to ride shotgun for the rest of the hour with us. We've got the head of the Medical Examiner Association coming on, who is outraged that they're saying doctors and medical examiners can't say tasers kill you. A judge is gagging them. I mean, this is insane. Tommy Chong, our amazing guest. Stay with us.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.